Good morning, everyone. It's great to see so many of you here in the church this morning. Now, today we have the premiere of a spectacular nativity. Top stars from the world of Hollywood and other box office giants from across the globe have been auditioned and recruited for the top parts in this year's presentation of the story of our Saviour's birth. As we sing hymn 321, Mary and an angel will come forward to the front. So we sing hymn 321, come and join the celebration.
One day, in a little town called Nazareth, a girl called Mary was visited by an angel.
Don't be afraid, Mary. I have good news. God is very pleased with you, and he wants you to do a special job. You will have a baby, and will name him Jesus. He will be a great king, and his kingdom will last forever.
Mary was confused. How was she going to have a baby when she wasn't even married yet? The angel said,
"The Holy Spirit will be with you, and the baby will be God's son."
Mary was amazed, but she really wanted God wanted. Mary took a deep breath and said yes to God. The angel also visited Joseph, who Mary was engaged to marry. The angel told Joseph that Mary would have a baby and that the baby would be God's son. Just like Mary, Joseph was amazed at what the angel told him, and he knew he must look after Mary and look after the special baby that was coming. The Roman emperor decided that he needed to know how many people lived in Mary and Joseph's country. Everyone had to go back to their home, their hometown, to put their names on a list. Mary and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem. And we will sing as they travel the hymn 304, O Little Town of Bethlehem. And I invite you to remain seated as you sing.
Sleep, the sleep, the sleep.
That was a long journey, wasn't it? When Mary and Joseph got to Bethlehem, the town was packed with people. There were people everywhere. It was hard to walk down the street without bumping into someone. Everyone had come home. Mary and Joseph needed to find somewhere to stay for the night. Mary was very tired, and she knew that she would have her baby very soon. Mary and Joseph searched everywhere for a room. They knocked on door after door, but nowhere had any space. And we could hear everyone knock on their pews to hear the knocking. And remember how there was no room. We'll sing together the song, No Room Here, to the tune of Wheels on the Bus. And that is printed on the back order, or back order of service. And you remain seated for that hymn as well. The innkeeper say there's no room here. Mary and Joseph were so tired. They had one more place to try. Please let there be room here, they thought. Mary and Joseph knocked on the door and waited. After a long while, the door creaked open.
Do you have any room for us to stay here tonight? It's dark and cold, and my baby will be coming very soon.
No room here,
said the innkeeper, and closed the door. Mary and Joseph knocked on the door again. Again, after a long while, the door creaked open.
Is there not a tiny space we can squeeze into in the morning? We're so tired.
The innkeeper felt sorry for Mary and Joseph and thought for a moment.
There is a tiny bit of space where my animals sleep. It's crowded and smelly, but it's warm. If you don't mind that, then you're welcome to stay there.
Mary and Joseph smiled with relief and followed the innkeeper. Later that night, the time came for Mary to have her baby. The animals stood by and watched in wonder as Mary laid the special baby in the manger, where they usually found their food. Mary and Joseph smiled at each other. I see a good smile. Because they knew what God had said. This baby was going to be an amazing king, and just as the angel told them, they called him Jesus. While Mary and Joseph were busy tucking Jesus into the manger in Bethlehem, some shepherds were watching their sheep on the hillside, just a little bit outside of town. All of a sudden, they were almost blinded by an incredibly bright light. They saw a huge group of angels singing in the sky above them. The shepherds were afraid, but they knew that something amazing must be happening. So they listened as the angels sang about peace and glory to God. The angels had a special message for the shepherds. They told them to go and find the baby lying in a manger, who would be the king of the whole world. And we'll sing together about that moment in the hymn, While Humble Shepherds Watched Their Flocks, hymn 296. And again, you can remain seated. In a distant land, some wise people saw a bright star in the sky and knew that it was something very special. All of their books and wise learning couldn't tell them what the star meant, so they got ready for a long journey and set off to find out for themselves. The wise people followed the star for many days. Eventually, the star stopped over a little house in Bethlehem, and the wise people knew that this must be where they would find what they were looking for. The wise people came in and worshiped the baby, who they knew would one day be a great king and the savior of the whole world. They gave him special gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you very much indeed for that excellent presentation of the Nativity. Didn't they do well, everyone? You wouldn't have guessed that we only had one rehearsal, and that was at 9:45 this morning. So I think they deserve another round of applause. And thanks also to our narrator. Didn't he do well impersonating an American accent? You would think you really had come from Hollywood, wouldn't you? A good number of years ago, in one of our cities here in Scotland, there was a nativity scene just like this. And it was discovered that the baby Jesus had mysteriously disappeared. But no one noticed. They saw and they looked, but they didn't realize that the baby Jesus had gone. Someone had taken him. And they wondered, when did that happen? Well, it transpired that the baby Jesus had been removed some days earlier, but no one had noticed. Isn't that amazing? I think we can learn from that. Sometimes we get so caught up in shopping. Who all has been busy shopping? Lots of people, I'm sure. We get caught up in shopping and eating and buying presents. And sometimes, without knowing it, we push Jesus further and further and further away until he no longer has his rightful place at the very heart of our celebrations. So this Christmas, amidst all our gatherings with family and friends and all the food and the presents that we give and receive, let's make sure that Jesus is given his rightful place. Let's remember he is at the heart of our Christmas celebration, for he was sent by God at the very first Christmas to show the world how much God loves us all. Will we do that? Make Jesus, give him his place at the very heart of our celebrations. Thank you very much once again. Now, if you want to take your place on these chancel pews, would that be all right? Okay, there you are. Go back to your pew. That's it. Are you want to wait out here? It's just there's something else going to happen. And Jake and I are going to do some removal of furniture. If you're ever looking for anyone to move furniture, folks, Jake and I are available at a reasonable higher cost. Right, while we move the furniture, we're going to sing an other hymn, and it is the hymn 310, See Him Lying in a Bed of Straw, hymn 310, and we'll remain seated for this one too. Thank you.
Let us pray. Holy God, on this day, as we celebrate your birth and look forward to your coming, as on Christmas morning, we are filled with awe and wonder that you, the King of Kings and God of all creation, would humble yourself to come among us, and to come among us not as a powerful king or a strong warrior, but as a child born in a stable and lying in a bed of straw. In this way, you come not as God for just the strong and the powerful, but you come as God for all. In your love and by your grace, you welcome all people and are present in and through all creation, through shepherds and wise men, through sheep and cattle, and through everything in between. You are God in all, through all, and for all. On this day, as we celebrate your birth, we thank you for giving us the greatest gift of all, your eternal presence through Jesus Christ our Lord. We ask that in your love and mercy, you would fill us and all your people with light and life, both today and throughout this season. God, we ask that you would be with those who are lost, alone, or lonely. We ask that you would heal those who are sick or anxious or unwell. We especially ask that you would give peace to those who live in places of conflict or in poverty or in times of uncertainty. Lord, restore your creation, reveal your presence, and comfort all those who are in need of your care. Help us all to hear and embody those words that the angels spoke. Do not be afraid. For Lord, we have been given good news of great joy, and that great joy is for all the people. So guide us in your way that we might also use our voices, use our actions, and use our lives to proclaim the good news of your coming. With the joy of Christ's birth in our hearts, we commend our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your boundless mercy and in your eternal love, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Now we sing our baptismal hymn, hymn 312, Away in a Manger. It is a blessing and privilege today to welcome Craig and Jessica, baby Sadie, the godparents John and Cheryl, and Alan and Alexis, along with family and friends to the church today. Following Sadie's baptism, we will sing the blessing, the words of which can be found at hymn 796. In the sacrament of baptism, we celebrate what God in Christ Jesus has done for us as we enter upon the new life which God, by the Holy Spirit, opens to us. Christ is present with us in this sacrament. By water and the Holy Spirit, God claims us as his own, and cleansing us from sin, he sets us free from the power of death. In this sacrament, the love of God is offered to each one of us. Though we cannot understand it or explain it, we are called to accept that love with the openness and the trust of a little child. So in baptism, Sadie is assured of the love that God has for her, and the sign and seal of the Holy Spirit will be placed upon her as she is marked forever as a child of God.
Craig and Jessica, it was a great joy to see you and to visit you and Sadie in your own home last week. And on that occasion, I mentioned that Jessica had done so very well indeed, attending the church every Sunday right up until the Sunday before Sadie was born. It's clear for all of us to see how delighted you are to be parents. And I know that Sadie will have a great upbringing in a home where love abounds. Now, I've got an important question to ask you. In presenting Sadie for baptism, seeking that she may be united with Christ and become part of his church, do you receive and accept the teaching of the Christian faith? Let us pray. We praise you, Lord God of creation, for out of chaos and darkness you brought order and life. We praise you, Lord Jesus Christ, for through your humble birth you have brought deliverance and hope. We praise you, Holy Spirit of Pentecost, for by your power and indwelling you bring new birth and new life for us all. Gracious God, as we celebrate your coming to us in the newborn King, may it please you to send your Holy Spirit upon us and this water, that Sadie, buried with Christ in baptism, may rise with him in newness of life, and grant that being born anew of water and the Holy Spirit, she may remain forever in the number of your faithful children, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, she's been very quiet so far. Let's see if that will continue. There we are. Oh, aren't you just lovely? Hey? There you are. Mummy's sorting you out there, eh? And it's Sadie, a lovely name, and Jessica, and Anne, and Lafferty. You'll be glad, Craig, that you've got a look in there with your name, eh? There we are now. Oh, you're very good. She's sound asleep, everyone. There we are now. Sadie, Jessica, Anne, Lafferty, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, descend upon you and dwell in your lovely heart forever. The Lord bless you and keep you.
Thank you.
We were following in the footsteps of Mary and Joseph there, just having a wee walk. The length of the walk depends on the behaviour of the child. This is a very, very good child. And it's just lovely, you know, to have a baptism on Christmas Sunday. As my Kirk says, you know, I always like to have a baptism, but sometimes it doesn't work out. It's maybe to do with timing and that, if you know what I mean. But it's just lovely all together that we're here on this very special day. So Sadie is now baptized into Jesus Christ, and we receive and welcome her as a member of Christ Church. Craig and Jessica, your child now belongs to God in Christ. From this day, the Christian community is her home, and there will always be a place within it kept for her. You are witnesses of her baptism. Tell her of it, and share with her the treasure she has been given this day, so that she may understand her baptism, and as she grows, make her own response in faith and love. Do you then promise God, being your helper, to make your home a Christian home and to bring Sadie up in the faith of Christ and the fellowship of his church? Dear friends, do you welcome Sadie, and do you renew your commitment with God's help to live before all God's children in a kindly and Christian way, and to share with them the knowledge and love of Christ? Let us pray. Loving God, you came to us in the infant Jesus, adored by shepherds and worshipped by wise men. As we reflect on our Saviour's coming, we thank you for the miracle of birth and the wonder of a newborn child, fashioned by your hand and bringing joy to so many. Today we thank you for Sadie, for all that stretches before her, the possibilities and discoveries you hold in store, and for the times we will share with her in the years to come. Almighty God, as we reflect on the love shown to Jesus by Mary and Joseph, we thank you for the love that surrounds Sadie, the care of her parents, the support of family and friends, the prayers of this fellowship, and your own everlasting arms. Loving God, we pray for Craig and Jessica as they seek to be good parents to Sadie. Give them the gifts and insight they need as they seek to bring Sadie up in a Christian home, and watch over Sadie, that she may grow in strength and wisdom, following the example of Jesus. And grant in your grace that in every circumstance of life, she will know your love and find peace in your promise to be with her always. And we ask that in the fullness of time, she will respond to Jesus' call to follow him and declare before you and your people her faith and trust in you, the God of our salvation. These things we humbly ask in Jesus' name, and together as the one family, we say the prayer he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen. Now, we've got some things to present to Sadie. We've got a Bible, the good news of God's love and care, which has in it a certificate and this lovely flower. Now, I think it would be good if Mary and Joseph were to come and present these gifts. I hope you're not too tired after that long journey you've made. Are you all right? So, Joseph, would you like to go and present the Bible and the certificate? And Mary, would you like to give that flower? Is that okay? Thank you both. And today it's a great joy to welcome Sadie into the church family. Friends, just before our closing hymn, there's a few announcements very briefly. Firstly, after the service, you're very warmly invited to gather in the parish halls. It would be good to see you there if you're able. Please do come along if you can. This afternoon at 3 o'clock, there'll be a short service here in the church to reflect and remember. We realise that Christmas, though it is a wonderful time, is not always an easy time for people. So this will be a quiet service, a time just to come together in God's house to remember and reflect. So that's today at 3 o'clock. And then on Christmas Eve at 11:30, that's 11:30 at night, there'll be a service here in the church, and we look forward to that, and all will be welcome. And my colleague Jake will be the preacher at that service. And isn't it just delightful to have Jake and his family with us? And we wish you a very good and happy Christmas here in Scotland. But it's a great joy to have you with me and working with me in the ministry here. And I think we're working hard, but we're having a great time as well, aren't we? And I hope the congregation can see that. We're just getting on very well indeed. And we don't want to think about the time when you're not here, but that's a long time away. A long time away. So we've got a lot more work to do before then.
Absolutely.
On Christmas Day, there'll be services in Park Church and the North Church at 10:30. And St. Ninian's United Free Church at 11 o'clock. I think that's all the announcements, and therefore we bring our time together this morning to a close by singing the great hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, hymn 301, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
And now may the message of the angels be yours. The peace of the shepherds be yours. May the hope of the wise men be yours. The joy of Mary be yours. And above all, may the peace of the Christ child be with you now and remain with you always. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you now and forevermore.
Amen.